never the recluse of legend. He could be obsessive, controlling, and dictatorial. But at the same time, he was funny, warm, generous, giving, and receptive to the ideas of others. "I led a relatively normal life," he said. If normal means producing extraordinary art created by making extraordinary demands on himself. Stanley Kubrick was never not making a film. As much as we bemoan that there were only 13 completed features, there were dozens of projects throughout his life to which he devoted his extraordinary attention. He was continually looking for the story that would spark his cinematic imagination, but they were few and far between. To get to the few and far, he had to go through the near at hand, through Pulp Fiction by Jim Thompson, stories of the Civil War and an Icelandic saga, science fiction, the Holocaust, World War II, Napoleon, and Viennese fin de siècle quasi-erotic fiction by Stefan Zweig, and always Arthur Schnitzler. Kubrick was never idle. If he called a friend or co-worker, and he was always calling people, almost always to get some information, who said they were on vacation, his response was, "Why? Why would someone want time off from thinking about films?" He loved that part, the thinking and planning, and then the construction of a story, pre-production and editing. The actual process of filming was only necessary. He was always in love with the planning of a film, even when he wasn't making one. During the 1990s, a long stretch when no films appeared between Full Metal Jacket and Eyes Wide Shut, he was, in fact, planning two major projects, a film about the Holocaust to be called Aryan Papers, and a science fiction film called AI Artificial Intelligence. Why they never got made, or in the case of AI not by Kubrick, is part of our story, as are the formative years when he watched every film he could find in his neighborhood in the Bronx or at the Museum of Modern Art. MoMA especially was the home of retrospectives of foreign cinema that supplemented the Hollywood fare he could see at the Lowe's Paradise or other neighborhood theaters. Invariably, he believed, even as a youngster, that he could make a better film than the one he had just watched. This was more than juvenile hubris. When he actually came to making films, he was right. Those early years were incredibly busy. First as an adolescent photographer for Look magazine, taking pictures of celebrities, ordinary people, and life on the streets of New York and other cities. Then as a documentary filmmaker, during which he made his first war film, Fear and Desire, and got it distributed. Nothing was stopping him then, except money, though he always got funding one way or another. And when he didn't, he teamed up with a producer, James B. Harris, in the mid-1950s, which made finding money and properties somewhat easier. There were many films in the 1950s, Fear and Desire, Killer's Kiss, The Killing, Paths of Glory, Spartacus, and even more potential films, story ideas, scripts in development, and projects aborted. The output continued, though it showed signs of slowing during the 1960s. Lolita, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, 2001 A Space Odyssey, slowing more in the 1970s. A Clockwork Orange, but not Napoleon, which never got made, Barry Lyndon, The Shining, released in 1980, and in the 1980s only Full Metal Jacket. Then nothing, despite extensive pre-production on Aryan Papers and AI, until Eyes Wide Shut. From A Clockwork Orange on, Warner Brothers all but guaranteed that whatever Kubrick offered them would be financed and distributed. There was no rush to produce. Given Kubrick's working methods and the amount of labor that went into the production, and given his advancing age, he was somewhat less driven. He was researching, preparing, if not actually shooting, a film. There is a difference here between wanting to and needing to. Financially secure, and more important for him, domestically secure, not wanting or needing public display, Stanley Kubrick was free to be at home, work at home, tend to his family and pets, and to the films he had made, and to think, read, and prepare for the films he wanted to make. There were certainly disappointments. The amount of preparation